about September 19th, 20th. Ross was saying, Ross, what was that thing about the car, the big 4x4 truck was versing the, how does that work? What versing? Marky said that? Mom? Ross said that Marky said it.
Yeah, but Ross would give it too.
What, how does it verse, Mark? How do people verse?
I don't know.
Does a big truck verse a little truck?
Oh, it like, it's like, a guy is going like, they're like,
racing?
Taking on another guy.
Racing each other?
Uh-huh. Taking on, yeah.
Uh-huh. Could a wrestler verse another wrestler?
Yeah.
Like,
Versus
Roddy Piper? Uh-huh.
No, okay. But that can't happen now because Roddy Piper is on the Good Guys.
It's got the Good Guys team. He moved over to the Good Guys team. Okay, yeah, so this comes from the word versus, like we say, so-and-so. When we say somebody versus somebody, the kids think that this is a verb called verse. Okay, now what was the thing about the Chinese, Mark?
All the way to Chinese.
Uh-huh.
I made one and killed Gorbachev. Plus with Mr. President.
You did?
And I made one more war.
No.
To kill.
No, because on top of a smoky. I took a big sneeze all the way to Chinese.
Reconstructed, even though it was about 3 moments later, half a minute later. Anyway, today is the 20th of September, 1986. It's a Saturday.
Says, you win, or You lose. So we can't say it to the guy first. And the water is blah, 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 blah.
What's the name of him?
I don't know.
What's the name of the fellow who makes that decision?
I don't know.
Coach? No, actually, it's the referee.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But they are referee in wrestling, too. Have you ever seen a double match?
Yeah. No, I don't.
There's two bad guys on the corner ring, and two bad guys, and two good guys on the other end corner ring. And a tag team match.
Oh, yeah.
Which do you like better, the tag team matches, or the one man, the two man versus one man.
Well, I don't care, but I thought you were talking about the Penguins who are they ice skate, don't they?
They ice skate and play hockey.
Oh, and they don't have tag teams.
Right. They have about 20 people in the whole game. You don't have to slap to get another Penguin player in. He can go by himself if he wants to. Same as the other team.
Right. They can go in where?
They can go get out of the game, but only if he says they have to get 3 times. The other team has to go back in, and then they start playing.
Where did you learn all this about ice hockey? How do you just know all this all of a sudden? You heard about the Penguins and everything?
Huh? I like hockey.
You like hockey?
Yeah.
You ever watched it on television?
Yeah. Maybe once. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's on television anymore.
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
I think they do it in the winter.
Yeah. Because in the summer, today is fall. Today is the first day of fall.
It is?
Yeah.
What made you think that?
Teacher told us.
She did?
Yeah.
Is it on your calendar? Today's Tuesday, the 23rd of September. It doesn't say on our calendar. Is it the first day of fall?
Yeah.
Sure. You're full of information. Did she tell you that yesterday?
What?
Did she tell you that yesterday?
No. Yeah.
Neat.
She said tomorrow's going to be a first day of fall. Oh, and I remember one more thing.
What?
If she remembers and if she can, she's gonna she could have made some cookies, some leaf cookies, and if we have time, we can maybe put like little sprinkles in them. If we get to take them home, I'm gonna eat mine. Cause you said you can eat ours.
Good. Yeah, you go right ahead and eat.
But there's one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
When she said glue, I thought she didn't really mean it. I thought she meant glue covered glue, Elmer's glue. When she said put on sprinkles, I thought she meant those thin ones. Those thin paper ones where you put paste on.
Oh, is that something you use at school?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she needs food sprinkles. I mean, why would we be eating a cookie with paper and glue on it?
Yeah, that'd be awful.
I know. It would glue up your And every time you wanted to talk to the teacher, you'd be like,
"Hey, maybe the teacher is gonna do that on purpose."
No. Yeah, maybe the they won't be
quiet.
Mom, I know what to say. This class was. I'm better than the class when I was in Mrs. Porter's. I mean Mrs.
Well, what teacher was that, Mark?
The other time, when I was in first grade.
Yeah. Your first grade teacher, huh?
Yeah, my first grade teacher.
You remember Mrs. what?
I don't know.
Mrs.
Ma.
Right. Ma.
I don't know.
Mrs. Marr.
Marr, no.
Right.
Well, we were much quieter in this one. I don't know why, but.
Oops. In the morning, downstairs in the kitchen, brought more sugar than coffee. I used to have to sleep, but I just took a little while to get the taste of it. Anyway, I'm in the middle of making waffles, and Mark has been walking around the kitchen, a blue street, kind of smashing the taste right there at the last moment.
You all done, Mark? Teaching Mark some karate moves upstairs. And we'll go up there in a second. Going up the stairs, and they're going to be teaching karate moves. It's about 10 o'clock at night.
No, don't put your feet back. Put them up. And widen it. Widen it a little bit. Why?
No. Good.
That's a juicy sense.
Good.
That's it. No, put. Not put water. Go ahead. Toe heel. Then uppercut, I guess. No. That's right. Right. That's one. Don't go like bam and yourself. Yeah. They always say that. Don't go bam.
And every pin.
Yeah. And then put this forward. Huh? Keep it open. Keep it open. Now put that foot forward. Keep it open. Then switch places. That's it.
Good. Okay, now.
And real quick, you won't have time to put down your feet.
Yeah.
But if you do it that
way. Untie one more time. Go ahead, Mark. Can you raise your stance? No, speed apart. Not forward. Speed apart. Speed apart, Mark.
Point. Do this. Do this. Mark, do this.
Okay, right foot forward.
Good
stance. Now put your feet forward. Yeah. Now.
Right foot forward.
No. Left foot forward. That's right foot.
Okay.
Now punch. No punch.
Oh, you want to punch?
Push the punch.
No, that's another punch.
Punch, good.
Keep it out there. No, keep your punch out there. Keep it out there. Now switch.
Now switch punches.
Good.
This is adult. This is. Oh no, wrong.
Yes, either way, you can do either way.
Yeah, but we're doing the mix up.
Crosser.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough for tonight. Now, every night he has to teach a little bit, okay? Okay, everybody in bed. Are you going to pee pee? You going to pee pee?
No, yeah.
Marco. Cross cross out. Too late to other groups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it used to be real. used to be EI, it used to be EI.
How big is that guy that has this?
Oh, he's up there.
Mm-hmm. Is he good or bad?
I don't know. I just know it says it M for McDonald's on his thing.
He sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It says, I know it says M for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's right on his chest.
Yeah, he's in
McDonald's. Sweetheart, could you stand on the other side of Grandpa? The other side.
He might be good.
Is that true, Mark?
I guess I was just as weird as he was.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people.
You had an interpreter.
I had lots of other people in the world know how to talk.
Who?
You, Mom, you, me, the cat. No, not the cat.
See,
lots of other people. Joey.
Why can't animals talk?
Well, they can talk like animals.
Why can't they talk like us?
Because they don't go to school. They don't go to school.
Is that how you learn how to talk?
Yeah. Part of it.
If we send cats to school, could they learn how to talk?
No.
Then how come they don't know how to talk?
Because they are smart, but they don't think like we do.
Great.
But they are smart.
Mm-hmm. But just because they don't think like us, why can't they talk like us?
Because they don't think like us.
But what if they thought just like we do? What if you got an animal that thinks just like we do? Could it talk?
Like a parrot?
Or like maybe a monkey thinks just like we do. Could it talk?
No.
Why not?
Wait.
Now why is it that it couldn't talk?
Well, they use their own language.
Is that the reason? Could they ever learn our language?
No.
Could we ever learn their language?
Well, some could. Because at this thingy, this parrot, if you would be silent for a while, for like a minute, then you would say something.
Silent for a while, for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not for a minute.
Just for a minute, then you said something, the parrot would say it right back to you in the same way.
Really? So he can talk our language?
Well, only if you say it.
I see.
It only if you say a word.
So he doesn't have any brains in his head, he just talks.
No, he's pretty smart.
Could you pass the sugar, please?
He's got to be smart to get that big...
Well, is there a part of the brain that he uses to talk with?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't?
He's got to be
his
smart
throat,
to
his
get...
voice box.
Yeah.
Or pointing to his throat.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the reason that animals can't talk is they don't have a mouth like we do. Have you ever thought about that? Have you looked at a bird's mouth? Does it look like ours?
It's got a beak.
It's got a beak.
I want to help you explore.
They're
probably
smart
beak.
To get their beaks through.
They use their vocal cords.
Did you see the hummingbirds are like that little?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are so...
What about a snake? Does a snake have a mouth like
this? Did you
know
that they fly up and down like this?
Mm-hmm. Like hummingbirds, yeah.
Oh, like helicopters.
Yeah.
Fly like helicopters.
Hummingbirds. But they don't have this thing that goes...
No, they don't have the whirlwind.
No propeller.
Called woolly birds, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their little wings go back and forth fast. Can't even see them.
I know, it looks like they
don't live very long.
They call it a bird.
They don't live very long.
No.
How long?
About 150 days.
Oh,
what? Butterflies, some only went 2 days, 1 day,
something.
4 days. They're so pretty.
How much days are months?
How many days in a month?
Yeah. About 28.
30 in a month.
Well, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, 28.
Good question.
Some days have... 31. Some months have 31 days, right?
Some have 28.
And some have 30. How many have 28?
Once in a while.
They all have 28.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, silly goose. Silly goose.
Madeline pulls that on us all the time. Of course, I fell for it just like you did.
Silly goose.
I fell for it too.
Would you fall for that, Ron?
Ross, what?
I think Dad doesn't want you to play with that at the table. Did you say that, Dad?
That's right.
Dad?
You never play with any toys at the table, particularly Cobra Ninjas.
Dad, can you play Spy Hunter and see if you do good on it?
I'm going to wait till we get a joystick.
Why?
Because I want to really get in there.
Here.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, please.
No, I'm serious. I want to have a joystick with the fire buttons on it.
Oh, please.
How about Rogue? Why don't you show, Grandpa how to play Color Rogue? He's never, have you ever played Rogue?
No.
Do you still have Color Rogue?
Yeah, we still have Color Rogue. You want to do that instead of Spy Master?
You can see Spy Hunter.
Or we can do Monopoly too. Okay, let's do Color Rogue.
First, show Spy Hunter, because it's already in there.
Which is most interesting?
I'll play Monopoly.
I want to
play Wait. I want to see who wants to play Monopoly.
Not tonight, though.
Yeah,
tonight. Tomorrow night?
It's 10 o'clock tonight already.
It's too late tonight, boys.
What's a short
game? Which takes long?
Spy Hunter's short.
Okay, boys.
I'll play Monopoly, but not tonight.
Let's talk about the rules. Here's the rules. The boys, before we do any Spy Hunter anything, the boys brush their teeth, finish their snack, then they have, here's the rules, okay? Are you guys going to want a bedtime story?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Just, okay, then you have until 10:30 and then lights out. Okay?
That's reasonable.
How much minutes is that?
It should have been embedded already.
How much minutes is that?
You remember the good old days, Russ?
Half an hour.
When you could stay up till midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning. Wasn't it wonderful? We used to come and you could stay up till midnight, 2 o'clock. You didn't go to school, I guess. Remember that? It was wonderful.
Grandpa tried to sleep
and Russ was screaming and howling all over the house 2 o'clock in the morning. What good old days, remember?
Yeah.
Now it's different.
Now he's a real working man.
Civilized and all dull and gee.
Yeah, it's not as fun as
it was fun the old days.
By the time he gets all grown up, he won't have these.
He probably got a better 8 o'clock, but he's my age, yeah.
You remember when Ross was 2 months old?
Oh, cuter
than. He'd stay up really late then.
Yeah, yelling and screaming.
Got up early, too.
You know, Ross used to eat every type. When he was a little baby, he would eat any type of food there was.
Really?
Yep.
He was a very good child.
I think we good love fruits.
Yeah. And Brian, too, but then when he got older...
They used to tell me how good Ross was. I couldn't believe he could eat anything.
Of course, not very long.
You know, Mark would eat anything, almost anything.
Really?
As long as it's little, small, round, and goes in milk.
Almost anything. We got that one.
And you can eat it with corn spoon and sugar.
Yeah. You won't eat cornflakes.
We eat cornflakes.
We eat bran flakes.
I want bran flakes. I like all kinds of
things. I like cornflakes.
Yeah.
We take bran flakes.
Russ said that I made the devil look like an angel. Because, let me see, I said, if we do that to Mark, then we better watch out because we'll have to do it to you too. That was Pinch Mark, and he said, "What did you say, Rusty?"
I said, "Dad, you make the devil look like an angel."
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I don't get what's so bad about that.
Yeah, I don't get it, Russ. What's so bad about that?
I'll pinch him in the rear again. What?
The devil.
I pinched him.
What will we learn if we do that?
Okay, so what does that do besides make him squeak?
Your pinch is
Ross.
Ross, your argument is full of holes. Mommy has to protect her little darling. Rossi, I've got an idea. Remember that shopping trip?
Yeah.
Forget it.
No, no.
I know I'm better. Now I'm going to hear you say you're un de toi.
Yeah, I'm going to hear un de toi.
Let's hear you say your French. Hot shot. Mr. All Day Hot Shot.
And a du fond.
Day to day.
I want to hear and a du fond. What? What are they fond, Ross? What are they fond? Come on.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I can't stand this anymore. I'm a drinker. Wanted some milk, and he said, "Daddy," and I gave him. I had some milk that was poured. It was warm milk. He said, "This is not cold milk. I don't like warm milk." And then he said, "I'm sorry for pushing you, but that's what boys are for."
Who said that?
Marky.
I'm sorry for pushing you.
Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm sorry for being so demanding, but that's what little boys are for, is to be demanding.
That's a tear.
That's what I said.
It's cold. It really is, Mark.
That's right.
Master Bubblegum. I told Ross to use his brain, it's not as broad.
Bubblegum.
I said, I use my brains. He said, I would have thought you'd use them if you had them. You think I have them?
No.
Do I have them?
Come on, I want you one bite of this. Oh, you're eating your own. Want to have this?
You can have that.
But they have this.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
So it'll take a couple years to finish them?
Right.
About 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
What? We only finished some of that.
Hmm?
But we finished them in 2,000 years, but we finished some of that.
We finished six.
Six, yeah.
We finished the whole box.
One, two, three, six.
Mm-hmm.
We finished the whole box.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But we ate six.
Mark, I would be saying we. Dad and me, you didn't eat a single one practically. Okay. Ross, Dad, and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mom makes some
up here.
What?
Mom makes some up here.
Right.
Yeah.
But
not with a knife.
That Ross. Why is Dad recording this stuff?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I want to have little samples of you darling little children when I get older, when I get to be like about 50 years old. And I'm sitting back in my old rocker with my old sweater. I want to think how lovely Ross and Mark were when they were little boys.
And Ross is acting like an idiot.
Oh, they were so lovely. They were so sweet to each other. That was one thing I remember about when Ross and Mark, how they loved each other a lot. That's what I remember about Ross and Mark. And then they'll be big, and they'll have their own families and their own little kids, and they won't want me anymore. Because I'm their old...
Yes, we will.
You know, you still
yes,
love me?
Yes, we will.
You will let me in friends forever, Stan?
Yes, I am. But not Ross.
Bam. Ross? Bam. I told you about that karate not to use it on anyone.
I'm not.
Actually, should Ross, I'll tell you the truth.
Should I?
I want you to use better karate style.
Dad, should I?
That's not karate style.
Dad, should I?
You're not using karate style.
Dad, should I?
Is that
the guard?
Is that the
guard? Dad, should I?
Try the punch. Let's see your punch.
Okay,
this is what we learned.
This group.
Hey, not bad.
And then, should I die?
And then we go, and then we go, and then
okay.
We
die. hold this. Dad, did you see us?
Yeah, I saw. What are you going to do?
No, did you see my last
dad? Fight with him?
Dad, no. No, Dad, what?
Yeah!
Dad, what? Yeah! No, that's not all! Yeah! Yeah!
Ross.
I
didn't like
I'm
that.
Not a star.
I didn't like where I saw Ross.
Okay, I don't think I'll show you.
I'm watching. Just wanted to do his want to get his ice cream back.
What?
Do you want your ice cream back? Good.
Mm-hmm. And
that's really good. You did? You're gonna have to pay him off. You're gonna pay him off for all the money you owe?
How much? Piece of gum.
No, you're lucky. Did you bring? Where's the gum?
Oh.
Better go get it now.
Yeah, I'll have to go to the store.
Mom has this whole big thing of gum.
She got rid of it. We chewed it.
No, that's a package.
No, Mom. Well, yeah, that's for Halloween.
Why don't you get one of those and then you can pay the kids? Why not?
I've got special flavor.
You owe it to him.
I've got a special flavor. Then I won't have to pay for it from either.
Okay.
I've been saving it. Special flavor for him.
Put it in your pack so you'll be ready for tomorrow.
Let me see. Hubba Bubba.
Hubba
Bubba.
Well, Mark, Ross, you can have this peanut butter cup. Ross, did you have one? You can have one.
I didn't have one.
Jerry, just give him a peanut butter. You don't have to, you can have it. You don't want it,
I'll have it tomorrow.
Okay, let's have it tomorrow. Alright, we can have it tomorrow. We can have it tomorrow. Okay, you can have it.